www.blogtalkradio.com. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line in this live Saturday edition. Getting started apparently a couple minutes too late, unfortunately, here. So apologies to those who are out there waiting patiently. Again, toll-free, 800-259-9231. Mark, what did you want to start out with tonight?
Well, I've got a disturbing story, and it's written by a guy from Checkpoint USA. We've talked about him on a couple of occasions, and his name's Terry. The suspicionless, warrantless Homeland Security checkpoint seizure and drug dog search depicted in the photo above, of course there's a photo, took place on the afternoon of May the 16th, 2008. The only crime committed by the operator of the vehicle, receiving the extra special attention from the armed federal agents and their specially trained canine pal, was the crime of driving along a public highway located over 40 miles north of the border. The checkpoint in question was, and still is, located a mile near mile marker 146 on State Road 86 in southern Arizona. It's been in operation since early January 2008. The public highway the checkpoint is located on runs east-west over 40 miles north of the international border with Mexico and never intersects with the border at any point. This is not a border road. Well, I've been seized at this checkpoint on numerous occasions over the past 6 months while driving this route. This is my first experience with a drug dog being directed against the traveling public during the day. As in previous stops, I fully documented the encounter and make it available below. The video footage contradicts critics who claim that these internal suspicionless immigration checkpoints are no big deal since they're limited to brief citizenship queries, as if interfering with the traveling and privacy of Americans inside the country under threat of force, absent reasonable suspicion, is, in fact, no big deal. To the contrary, these suspicionless checkpoints are being used as a pretext to search for drugs, usually specially trained canine units capable of sniffing out marijuana, cocaine, methamphetamines, heroin, meth-related drugs. Customs and Border Protection tries to hide this fact by claiming the canine units are being used primarily to detect people, while failing or refusing to acknowledge the dual capability and usage of the dogs. As such, it's clear that Homeland Security's current enforcement model revolves around suspecting everyone inside the country of being either an illegal immigrant or a drug smuggler. Everyone except the department's own employees, that is. Lest critics
Clinton. Guilty till proven innocent.
Yeah,
right?
You know, it really bothers me, this idea of checkpoints inside this country.
Well, it's a new America, Mark.
I used to watch Hogan's Heroes when I was growing up, and, you know, you heard bad things about Nazi Germany, and I guess one of the things that really pops into your mind is checkpoints, right? You know, papers, please. Please have your papers. And that's not the America that I imagine. I don't imagine America where you have to pull over. Now, freedom doesn't mean you have to do anything.
Well, you could drive through.
Yeah, well, it's going to look like Dukes of Hazzard pretty soon.
Yeah, they're going to send some guys with guns after you, and they'll run you off the road and maybe kill you.
I suspect that that's going to be a lot like what's going on. Plus, there'll probably be cars piled up in front of you anyway, so you're not going through at all.
Yeah.
I hate the idea that we're doing just random, suspicionless checkpoints. You know, they do it for DUI here. All in the name of safety, all in the name of enforcing the existing laws. But, and I understand, you know,
well, maybe we should
now they're searching for drugs.
Maybe we should hear from somebody who thinks it's a good idea. Maybe tonight, since we're on, you know, 40 stations or whatever, somebody out there is willing to defend these. Somebody out there is willing to say, hey, you know, you guys have got it wrong. This is good for America.
I'd love to hear how suspicionless checkpoints are good for America.
Well, suspicionless. I mean, it's...
Well, I suppose everybody's worthy of suspicion, right? Anybody could have an illegal immigrant or some drugs in their car, I guess.
Yeah, everyone in America is under suspicion today. And if you've got nothing to hide, then what's the big deal? Right? What's the big deal? Do you have something to hide, Mark?
Do I have something to hide? I think that with all the laws that there are out there in America, that everybody has something to hide. I mean, everybody breaks the law, right? Everybody speeds. I know that it's against the law to have prescription drugs that are out of date. I don't know if I have any. I certainly haven't gone through my medicine cabinet and checked.
Mm-hmm.
But it also bothers me, you know, like, for one, I think that it's bad, so they're, you know, I think it's bad that they're doing this, so I'm going to talk to them about the Fourth Amendment. Perhaps they don't like my mouth, because I've certainly had this happen to me at the airport. I've been surrounded by 9 cops, TSA agents, and a dog at the airport because I told them I didn't want the bureaucrat patting me down. I didn't want him touching me in my special spots, and I just didn't want it. Especially
well, everything changed on
an ID that was out of date.
Yeah.
You know, I had 2 IDs. One of them was a temporary one. It was good for 60 days.
Well,
I thought
Mark,
that would be convenient to use.
What are you going to do about it, buddy? I mean, you can sit here on your radio show and complain all you want, but that's not going to make the checkpoints go away.
I guess there's nothing we can do. I mean, what do you do?
I don't know.
Shy of getting a Laws rocket and an automatic machine gun.
Well, we know that's not going to work. I mean, we don't advocate violent.
No, I mean, but what are you going to do?
Show. Well, it is a good question. What should one do? One who loves liberty and freedom, who is sick and tired of seeing the rise of the police state, what is it one could do to combat, for lack of a better term, these checkpoints? What would Gandhi do? You know, what would Martin Luther King do? What would Rosa Parks or some other...
I suspect there'd be a march or something, right?
Yeah, well, maybe that would work. You know, maybe like the Rainbow Family. I saw this video on YouTube of the Rainbow... You know who the Rainbow Family is, right?
Aren't they some hippies that go around from park to park?
And yeah, it's a group of hippies.
Giant parties?
Yeah, they just hang out and they walk. Yeah, they basically walk. Some of them drive. I don't know how they get from point A to point B, but they go to national parks.
Do they pay carbon credits against this driving that they do?
They hang out, and they get high, and they have a good time with one another. And it's their thing. So
burning
cool.
Vegetation, you know, is not good for the ozone layer or whatever.
Well, you know, it's pretty well known that these people are probably likely to possess drugs, right? So you'd think the police would have... really cracked down pretty hard on them. There's one point at which the Rainbow Family was trying to get from one point to another, and they had video cameras with them. And they were trying to go, from point A to point B, and the police did not want them to go to point B, for whatever the reason. I don't remember all the details.
I can't imagine that anybody would be really excited about this group showing up in their town.
They just go to the, you know, the park and hang out there.
The only place I know that they go is the Ocala National Park, but I'm sure they must show up other places, right?
The cops did not want them to get to point B, and they had a bunch of cop cars come out, probably 5 cops, But there was something like, you know, 20 to 30 rainbow people, and they just walked right on through the cops. They didn't give a damn what the cops were saying to them. So there is something to be said for strength in numbers, and they did it totally nonviolently. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. 855-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both are free for you. freetalklive.com. Travel less and meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to webex.com and enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, W-E-B-E-X.com. Enter promo code 600 and start your free trial of WebEx today. Let's go to your phone calls. Maybe somebody out there will explain to us why these checkpoints are A-OK in the so-called land of the free. But first, we'll take your calls about anything, of course. Let's go to Matthew, listening to WSCFM in South Carolina. Hello, Matthew.
Hello. Good evening, gentlemen. I just wanted to call. Earlier this week, you had a caller, Frank from New York, who was talking about the legitimacy of laws in the government, basically by saying that there was a history of case law, that other nations recognized it, and they had a common heritage. And I think it was Ian brought up Santa Claus as sort of a rebuttal, and he didn't really get into it too much, but I just wanted to point out that it's really a very good analogy, because Santa Claus has his own case law, if you will. There are children's stories and movies about him. He's recognized by plenty of people, and both systems you only get gifts and benefits from either Santa Claus or the government if you follow their rules by leaving out cookies or things like that. So I just thought it was, and I wanted to make sure your Saturday audience got to hear about it, because I thought it was right. Just a perfect explanation that anyone could wrap their head around.
Yeah, a government only appears differently from any other armed gang because of its appearance of legitimacy, because they have these courts and, you know, this process that makes theft look a little bit more than theft.
They're a very organized gang.
Yeah. In fact, I actually I cornered a couple gang members this morning on the local talk show here in lovely old our very own Keene, New Hampshire. And I say gang members with the most love I possibly can. They're a couple nice ladies that it's city politics, so it's not quite as dirty and nasty as the federal.
And this is a particularly nice city.
Yeah, and they're very nice ladies. I don't want it to sound like I actually mean that they're the enforcers.
I don't think
like
that they even think of what they're participating in as a gang.
No, I don't think they do. In fact, here's what happened. And you know what? Normally I record when I call in, but I didn't this morning. I just forgot for whatever reason. But I called up because there's a situation here in Keene where a hotel was looking at coming in here and building brand new 4-story hotel in little old Keene, New Hampshire. You know, population here is 25,000, so a 4-story hotel is like a big deal. And they were looking not only to build a hotel, but they were looking to replace the existing crap hole.
Right. This is, it's a no-tell motel. No doubt about it.
This is one of those places you can get hourly rooms.
I don't know that, in fact, you can get hourly rooms.
I know for a fact
I don't know how that goes. I do know that it looks like the sort of place that, you can buy crack and hookers. I don't know that it is. I have never stayed there. It looks pretty run down to me.
Yeah.
This doesn't seem like the kind of town that you could get crack and hookers, but...
So here's the story, right? So the planning board was reviewing the plans for this new hotel, and I guess some of the residents were complaining because it's going to be too tall. It's going to be like a big city around here, and it's going to block all the sunlight out.
Right. As though they have anything to say about what somebody builds on their plot of land.
Well, apparently they do, Mark, because the planning board held up the plans because of the complaints or whatever the issues were. And so the hotel just decided, screw this, we're out of here. And they pulled their plans. They're not even going to do it now.
Yeah.
And so what I called to ask these people this morning was, well, what would have happened if the hotel just said, screw your planning board, we're going to tear down this S-hole of a motel and start building our own hotel. We don't need your damn permits. And it took them a moment. I didn't ask it in that kind of
right.
a blunt of a way, but I made it pretty clear, and it took them a moment to kind of get what I was saying. And then Cynthia, one of the ladies, says, you mean if they didn't have a permit, if they just started building? And I said, yeah. What do you think would happen? So I waited for a moment, and then they said, well, I guess they'd surround the place and keep them off the property. And I said, who's they? And she said, the city of Keene. And then she added that she didn't think it would be a very good use of police resources. So I said, well, do you mean to tell me that the city owns all property around here? And they said, oh, no. And I said, well, how is it that that could possibly in any way, shape, or form be viewed as legitimate? And they didn't have an answer for me. Because that's gangland stuff, man.
Yep, it absolutely is.
So it's really
you're sending armed guys to keep somebody off of their own land?
Right. So that's how you do it. I mean, you have to do some level of non-compliance to force the gang into the position that it doesn't want to be. Because it doesn't want to send those people out there.
No, it wants you to comply.
Right, it wants you to give it money.
The gang called government, whether it's local, state, or federal, wants you to comply with their little rules.
And
as long as
you
do. Like, and there's plenty of people out there that do comply, and they do it happily.
Sure.
The simple fact that an armed robber sticks a gun in your face, says, give me your wallet, and you do it happily, does not mean you're not being robbed, people.
Sure, I'm happy to be alive afterwards, but I'm not so happy that they took my stuff. And so this non-cooperation idea forces them into the corner of two choices. They can either show that they're the gang, they're a violent gang of people ruling by threat of force, and they can actually pull out the guns, as they were suggesting what happened with this hotel property, or they can just let it slide. And sometimes they choose one,
sometimes
they choose
the
other. Because we know people here in New Hampshire that have just not bothered pulling permits for the work that they've done. And the permit guys just decided, well, you know, we didn't really need the permits anyway. I'll just go ahead and sign the papers where necessary. We'll leave you folks alone. Have a great day. Thank you so much. But, you know, you've got to be willing.
It does happen.
You've got to be willing to take kind of that step into no man's land where they could hurt you. But that's the only way it's ever going to happen. That's the only way we're ever really going to get free. And Matthew, any other thoughts on this? I guess he's gone. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So back to the initial point you were making, Mark, about the checkpoints that we're seeing popping up throughout the country. Of course, the airport checkpoints. The TSA getting a little more militarized. Word is they're in the process of getting.
They've got real badges now.
Yeah, new uniforms,
so on things,
right? New uniforms and metal badges, so increasing the authoritarian quotient in the airports. And of course, there are checkpoints all around the northern and southern borders, and everybody's getting caught up in this. Now, the guy over at Checkpoint USA is brilliant, by the way. Checkpointusa.org is the website.
Go
to his blog. Go watch his videos. Watch how he handles these bureaucrats when they ask
him. Even if you think that every cop and every soldier out there is doing God's work, go see this. And I want you to keep in mind the Fourth Amendment. Read the Fourth Amendment. It's probably the first time you've ever picked up the Constitution and read it. But read this document.
It doesn't matter to those neocons, though, Mark. They don't care. All they care about is the fact that the immigrants must be stopped, the terrorists and the drug dealers must be stopped, and we should do whatever it takes to do so and give up whatever freedoms
necessary.
Neocons are
only politicians. What you're really talking about is just the sort of sheeple out there.
The followers.
Yeah.
Neocon followers. You can't be a neocon if you're not a politician.
I don't think
so. Pretty sure you can.
Fine.
True believers, they're out there. 800-259-9231. So if you are in favor of the police state that we have in America, because we have a police state here, would love to hear you dial in and defend it. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's drinking made hangover defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improved circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It's 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, and those features include the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with a bunch of our listeners. In fact, I think over 2,000 people are registered on the forums at the moment, plus over 350,000 posts to surf around through. There are a lot of fun posts and serious issues. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com, and it is totally free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Now you can purchase knobs, pulls, and faucets at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. Interknobs.com. Save 10% on your order by using code FTL at checkout. That's interknobs.com, I-N-T-E-R-K-N-O-B-S. It's friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, faucets, and more at interknobs.com.
800-259-9231. Phones are loading up. We go to lady calls first. None on the line, so talk to the dudes. Let's go to Chuck in Florida, listening on WFLA. You're on Free Talk Live, Chuck.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I was curious. You made a statement, something about that you had an objection to the police setting up a roadblock and detaining you briefly to check you for a DUI. Is that correct?
Yes, that's. I have an objection to the police checking anybody for anything, casting a wide net over absolutely everybody, yes.
Okay, I understand your objection. Do you have a driver's license?
Unfortunately, I do, though it's going to expire next month, and I'm probably just going to let it expire.
Okay, and that's your right and privilege to do that. I want to remind you that when you signed for your driver's license, you gave the police the inherent right to do that. There is
I
no
was 16 years old. Can you contract at 16 years old with their legal system?
I don't know. I have no idea what you can do. That's
well, you certainly seem like you know a thing or two.
You have the right to do that.
I figured I'd ask you.
Before you go on, Chuck, one of the ideas you're talking about here is sort of the driving is a privilege, right?
Well, constitutionally, there is no constitutional right to drive.
Well, I think that there's a lot of rights that we have that aren't enshrined in the Constitution, and the Constitution really doesn't give one rights. It just sort of protects rights. Do you understand that? Like rights
don't... Well, I understand that completely.
Okay, great. So I think that a human has the right to travel, don't you?
Yes, you can walk anywhere you want. Get on the bus.
How about a horse?
Transportation is provided.
How about a horse?
You can get on your horse, too.
How about a horse and wagon?
I have no idea.
How about an elephant?
I have no idea.
These are big, dangerous things. You understand?
Depending upon the owner and the use thereof.
Okay. And now, how did the government get the roads?
I beg your pardon?
How did they get the roads?
Well, the public right-of-ways.
The right-of-way. So, oh, I see. So the government controls the right-of-way.
Well, the government are the people. So we, the people, you and I control them because we have the people, according to the Constitution, have chosen our representatives. So you and I have made that decision ultimately.
We haven't, no,
that?
Because I want to withdraw my consent from that then, if I could.
Then you have the right to do that. But however, if you're going to live in a just society under law and rule, then you are obligated to comply with that.
I understand where you're coming from on this, and you know
there's a society in North Korea or Cuba that probably would extol what you're saying a lot better than the people.
Oh, that's right. If you don't love America and you don't love our freedoms, get the hell out. You know, I've heard that tired line a many a time, and my question to that is did George Jefferson, excuse me, George Jefferson, did Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, did Benjamin Franklin get the hell out?
I didn't say that.
No, they picked up guns and fought.
I'm going back to the fact that you signed a document that said you would give them that right.
I wanted to be able to drive a car. Don't you think that's under duress?
You can drive a car if you have a license.
I can drive a car without a license just fine. In fact, I don't know if you've actually gone through the... Both Mark and I were born and raised down there in the Tampa Bay area, so we're quite familiar with what the licensing process is like. And a blindfolded monkey could probably pass the driver's test down there.
Especially now that they took parallel parking out of it.
Yeah, so to suggest...
Probably so. I agree with you wholeheartedly, but the fact remains that as long as you hold that license, you're obligated to be...
No, you have to understand. There's something to a contract, and it's called the meeting of the minds. And the two sides
It's called the order of law.
Hold on a second, Chuck. We'll let you go on. But two sides must come to an agreement before that contract is signed. If the contract is signed without both sides understanding what it is they're getting into, then you don't really have a valid contract. And besides that, they didn't sign the other side of the contract anyway. So what you've essentially got is a corporate agreement. So, you know, you're just basically saying that the roads are owned by a gang calling themselves the government, and they're going to hurt you.
I never use the word gang. I use the word people. That's you and I.
Yeah, but it's not the
me.
People. It's not me.
Well, if it's me, then I own the roads, and I can drive whatever the hell I want on them as long as I'm not harming anybody, right?
No, you're a minority of the people. You see, we have a majority of the votes.
Go with democracy and what a wonderful system it is. Now,
not a democracy, it's a republic. You need a little education.
But you're saying that a majority of the people, so therefore you're talking about a democratic situation. I mean, we do democratically elect these wonderful representatives that represent us in Tallahassee and Washington, do we not?
Our government is a republic.
Yeah, okay. I agree with you that it was meant to be a republic. I think it stopped being that quite some time ago.
If it did, it's our own fault. But getting back to the point that...
I agree with you that it is our own fault. And I think that it takes people to stand up and say, you know what, I've had enough. But let's talk about democracy for a second.
Earn your license.
Now, if I Democrat, if we live in a town of 100, you and I, now, if 99 of the people, I managed to get 98 of the people and myself together, and we come to your house and we say, we want all your money or we're going to burn your house down, does that make it legitimate?
Well, when you play the if game, you can have anything you want. So I'm not going to play the if game with you. I'm going to.
Oh, why is it too? Is it too difficult of a question? Do you not want to go out on a limb and answer
it? I'm living in reality, not in the reality of unicorns and rainbows.
Well, wait. You said there's something to this whole majority thing, right? So, well, let's make it more realistic. You live in Tampa Bay. There's 1.2 million people or whatever people there. So let's say Mark gets 1 million of them to agree to steal your, you know, burn your house down.
There you go. Wanting to play the if game again and the what. Yes, game.
All right. No, well, here's the reality of it. You say you deal in reality. Let's talk about the reality. The reality is that politicians, in the name of the people, supposedly, steal our money every day that we work. I work for my money. A politician takes it away from me without my permission. That's robbery. And why do we allow that? Why do we have a system that allows robbery?
See, you're very confused. You need a good political science course to help you.
Oh, no, that'll help.
I am absolutely not confused.
What is he confused about, Chuck? Please enlighten us.
Elucidate, please.
First of all, we are talking about the driving with a license. You've come to spin me around the island a little bit here to get back to your whatever agenda it is. And I'd like to stay focused on what I called about, which is that you're going to drive
Chuck.
A car...
I understand we're asking really tough questions. It's okay. You can go back to what you wanted to talk about. Go ahead there.
Not tough questions at all. I want to stay focused. You want to
okay.
go for a run.
So,
let me ask
you a question about the driving thing then. How about this? All right. Is the driver's license thing about safety, or is it about compliance, obedience, and money?
I don't have the answer. You'll have to ask the Division of Motor
Vehicles. I'll ask somebody else then. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Didn't want to answer any of our questions, so let's move on and talk
to... Well, these are tough questions.
Yep, let's talk to, I believe, Sean is on the line, listening on WFLA, also in Florida. Hello, Sean.
Hey, good evening, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind?
Hey, I kind of echo what Chuck is saying, to be honest with you. I mean... Number one, though, I'll answer that question for him. I think it's number one is for safety. Number two, I agree with you, the government, the money, and whatnot. But bottom line is, you know, I mean, ever since Kennedy, President Kennedy, I think this whole country has been lax for 20, 30, 40 years. I totally believe that.
Lax about what?
And then just lax. Either on security, on safety, and then 9/11 had to wake us up, and then here we are.
So you like the checkpoints, then? You think that the checkpoints, good idea,
You guys kind of hit it on the head earlier. If you have nothing to hide, there's nothing to worry about.
Well,
When Benjamin Franklin... Before you go on, you said we've been lax.
We're going to hold you
when
over,
Benjamin
so don't worry.
Franklin said that he who would trade liberty for security will get neither and deserves neither, do you think that he was, you know, do you think that we were sort of a crackdown kind of nation then?
Well, unfortunately, we had Pearl Harbor, and unfortunately, we had 9/11 when we had combatants come into our country.
See, it's a new world, Mark. Hang on. I'm going to bring you back, okay? Sean, we'll give you plenty of time here in a moment.
Of course, we go to the Japanese, and we go to the Middle Easterners, so...
Not to mention rounding up Japanese people in this country and putting them into concentration camps. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, With the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811 or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get on board for as little as $3 a month. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is we take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations, bringing new internet listeners to the program, and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and learn about the perks you'll get, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. We go back to Sean in Florida, listening on WFLA. Sean is defending the police state. Essentially, if I understand what you've said so far, you said things changed after Pearl Harbor and 9/11, and now we need a place to live where the police are constantly checking who you are, where you're going, what your business is all about, because, well, if you don't have anything to hide, then why do you care? And I must ask you, Sean, do you think the Founding Fathers had anything in mind when they created the Fourth Amendment? Are you familiar with that?
One moment, though. You before the break, you went ahead and you described the people that bombed Pearl Harbor and bombed 9/11. I didn't describe those people. You did. Here, let me counteract that. Number one, about Timothy McVeigh that blew up Oklahoma. If it wasn't for a routine police check, they wouldn't have caught him as quick as they did.
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much.
If it wasn't for the federal government.
Hold on, you made a point. You're mistaken there.
It wasn't routine. It was characterized as routine. They were watching the vehicle, and, they had a good idea that was him in it. So they characterized it as routine. It wasn't routine.
Beyond that, he wouldn't have existed in the way he did. Hang on, Sean. You mentioned Tim McVeigh. I'm going to bring something up here. If it weren't for the federal government, Tim McVeigh would never have gone and done what he did. So the fact that the federal government exists.
If it weren't for Waco, Texas, then Timothy McVeigh wouldn't have done what he did either, right? With us killing innocent women and children in that bunker
What are you talking about? I didn't kill any women and children.
There was women and children in that building that burnt to death, correct?
In
Waco. Talking about Waco?
Yeah, he's talking about Waco.
Correct.
Talking about Waco, Texas. Now, that was supposedly the motivation that Timothy McVeigh did to bomb...
That and Ruby Ridge, yeah.
Yeah, they should have left those folks alone.
He was upset.
All right, they should have been left alone.
All right.
I mean, they should have been taken care of. Now, granted, it's messed up in how the government did this last thing in Texas with the...
The fundamentalist Mormons, right.
Okay. Yeah,
but everything the government does
bottom
is
line
messed
up. Is, actually, that was screwed up, but no one got killed, okay? No one, as far as we know.
Thank God they learned.
No one has been killed, correct? So,
yeah.
In Waco, Texas, those
That's
people
true.
Were killed.
They just stole their children
all
from them.
All that matters is life, not liberty and the pursuit of happiness, right?
And then talking about, excuse me?
All that matters
life
is life.
The happiness, unfortunately, I have to admit this, unfortunately that has changed. If you live your life the best you can, nothing, you don't have to really worry about the government getting down
on you. Wait, all right, now I'm going to stop you right there, dude. I know you might probably be a new listener to the program, so maybe you just haven't seen the variety of stories out there, but I know it's easy for you to sit there and you and people like you to think, well, I'm not a, I'm a law-abiding citizen, I'm a good person, I don't hurt people.
I'm just a regular Baptist.
Yeah, therefore I have nothing to fear from this government, I don't mind being checked and all that stuff. Well, the fact is, the reason why privacy is important, one of the reasons why, is because eventually somebody could get in charge of the government who could decide that one of the supposedly innocuous things that you're doing with your life should become illegal. And as an example of what I'm talking about, down in the Miami area recently, there was an old man in his late 70s who was leaving a Winn-Dixie or something like that, a grocery store down that way. He'd gone into the Winn-Dixie. There was a young lady outside who said that she needed a ride somewhere. He said, well, if you're still here after I get out of this Winn-Dixie, I'll go ahead and give you that ride where you need to go, because he's a nice old guy. So he comes out of the Winn-Dixie. She's still there. He gives her a ride back to the house that she was going to, and then she insisted to pay him $5 for his time. At first, he attempted to refuse the money. Then she insisted that he take it. He took the money because... Well, gas
isn't
cheap.
It's money, right?
Yeah, and it's money, and she wanted to give it to him. And then after she got out of the car, his car was surrounded by the police, and he was arrested for being an illegal taxi cab, sir. Do you think that he thought he was a law-abiding citizen at that point? Do you think he was expecting to get into a situation like that?
Well, that is run amok.
I've got another one for you, Sean.
Listen, Sean's probably a small...
Hey, you guys are twisting this all out.
No, I'm not,
Sean,
sir.
You're
not
a small government guy,
yes,
right? You're a small government Republican guy,
no,
right?
No, he's not.
I'm an independent. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Do you think the government can
solve problems?
I'm sorry?
Do you think the government can solve problems efficiently?
As long as we elect the right people to govern.
Yeah.
Okay. How's that?
Good luck with you there.
Yeah.
Bud.
When did that happen?
I'm sorry.
When has that happened?
Yeah. What problems have they solved efficiently? I mean, they've been around for a long time, so certainly there must be some things you can point
Somebody
to.
Somebody somewhere must have been fluke. They must have elected the right person sometime.
Well, you mentioned a whole bunch of presidents back when there was like less than 50 million people in this country than there are now.
Uh-huh.
And it's a system that is broken.
You think John Adams did a good job with the Alien and Sedition Act?
I'm not too familiar with that, to be honest.
Yeah, that's why we have the Patriot Act, because Americans don't know their history.
Yeah, they don't even know what's going on right now. They don't know about the guy that got arrested for the jitney cab, that you don't know probably about the old lady out in Utah who was arrested, lady in her 70s, arrested because her grass was too brown, sir. Would you expect that one?
Well, hey, I've seen a lot of older people who are in their 70s and 80s stealing $80 worth of product from a store.
Stealing is a real crime.
Do you think they should be arrested? Do you think they should be arrested?
Absolutely.
That's real crime.
I think that people who are doing a crime should be arrested. But
yeah.
By crime, I mean somebody has stolen something or hurt someone. Not.
So you're asking for perfect police officers. You're asking for a perfect government. You want anything? Everything?
No,
100%
I'm actually
perfect.
Not asking for anything.
I'm asking for cops not to arrest anyone who doesn't hurt anyone.
And be like, hey, everyone's human beings. Everyone does the best they can. Our officers all the time get sprayed with mud from the news and all that all the time.
Why do you suppose that is?
What a bunch of nonsense! All I see is the news worshiping the police.
Job.
All I see is the news worshiping the police for the most part.
I've been arrested before, and I've done wrong.
Yeah, what'd you do?
What I do?
Yeah.
I did a violent act back when I was younger, and I had to serve some time for that.
Well, let me tell him first. I did 8 years, 7 months in prison in Florida for murder. Now, what'd you do?
I did 3 years for attempted murder.
There you go. Yeah. You see, now, he walked out the same way I did, that most of the police we've met in our lives are doing a good service. And I absolutely believe that most of the time that's so. But when these government regulations get so big and so ponderous that the cops have to go out and enforce these things, they do. Like, when it comes to rules on brown lawns, somebody has to enforce the rule on brown lawns.
Somebody's got to throw that woman to the pavement, like they did with that old lady.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I'll be honest with you. Did she go to court on it? And
Our courts have been stolen from us by the attorneys.
I think she paid, sir. But the reason I brought up those two cases, it was two cases. I brought them up off the top of my head to counter your claim that
I'm just asking. Did the process work for them? Did they go to court? And was it
if you mean she paid them,
what happened? What
if you
happened
mean
in the aftermath?
She paid
now,
them.
I'm sorry they got arrested, but
she
after
paid.
They got arrested.
She paid them. That's what happened. She paid. And then,
well, but the process doesn't work even if you get exonerated in the end, because you paid for the attorney and the people in the government never did. They just used your tax money and everyone else's tax money to fight a case against you.
Sure, and
so it never works. Even if you're the most innocent person in the world, you're out $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, whatever it took and the time to defend yourself. So you aren't, you aren't to the good. Plus, your name's been dragged through the mud. So, unfortunately, these government people aren't held account. If we didn't have sovereign immunity and they weren't.
That's when we need to unite as a people and vote these people out of there.
Oh, good luck with that,
correct?
My friend.
They've been talking about that crap for years.
I'm just saying. You're talking all these.
You think that you. Hold on a second. You believe the path to salvation involves putting a bunch of new politicians in these seats? See, what I'm afraid you don't understand, Sean.
What's your solution about politicians then?
Let's ignore them.
Let's get rid of the government. As best we can. Just tell them no, no, no.
Who are these people? Who are they anyway? I don't care if people voted for them. That doesn't give them any right to control my life as a sovereign human being, as somebody who owns my own life. They don't own me, and I'm sick and tired of them acting like it. And Sean, thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. Sorry, buddy. You know, the more government regulations they create, the more rules they create, the more likely your life is going to fall under their purview, and they're going to make something that you do illegal. The old man picking up the lady in the
bureaucracy has to grow.
Example.
That's what, all organizations grow, and that's what happens. It just shrinks, it just grows and grows, and your rights shrink and shrink.
The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. More calls lined up, plus an email from somebody who's got a question about sort of a related issue, registering their vehicle. He's asking if he should. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Attention.